Welcome to With Me Tonight, a podcast hosted by me, the hilariously funny, that's right, I said it, Onika McLean. I am a New York City comedian and legal professional. I am a mom, I'm a friend, I'm a lover. I've had so many different lives, and we're going to talk about those lives. We're going to interview those people that have inspired me, encouraged me. We're going to get funny, we're going to get political. We're going to do all things that human beings get to do in a flawed, hilariously funny way. Hi, guys. This is Onika McLean. I'm your host of With Me Tonight. And with me tonight, because she is busy and she can't wait for my intro.
Yes.
So with me tonight is my daughter, Imani Hall, a.k.a. Imani the Mogul. Welcome to the show, Imani.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, guys, I interviewed Ania, my other daughter, a couple episodes back. If you're following us, thank you so much. Support, share it with your friends, add members. It's just a good ride, you know, with me tonight, what it's about. And so right here, I have the woman that made me a woman, actually.
Wow.
And so we want to interview her because that's a part of my life and a part of my development and growth. And I talk about her all the time on stage and off, even though she tells me stop talking her business and stop telling her business and keep my name out her mouth. I know she wished that she could say that to me. Keep my M&F name out your mouth. But I'm your mother, so there's nothing you can do about it. Say, I'm just love you, Ma. I love you, Ma. But introducing the one, the only, the fabulous, the multi-talented Imani Hall.
Thank you.
Welcome, Imani.
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing? Blah, 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 blah. I'm here.
Hi, Imani. I'm happy that you're here. So the way the show is formatted is we just talk about me. You know, it's just another way for me to be a narcissist. No, we talk about things that's happening in the community. We talk about advancing everything in every level, just leveling up as a person and, you know, and being that I have such wonderful people around me that's doing such amazing things, you included. I wanted to interview you so that they can see who you are and how you are. So how are you?
I'm blessed, you know, just doing my thing. I just finished getting my nails done, my tools done. Gonna go out.
You got a date?
Yeah, I got a hot date. She's hot.
She's a hot date?
She's hot. This She's is worth new the time.
Is this new one? Because you about
yeah,
to...
Yeah, because I got boyfriends and I got girlfriends, but she about to be my new girlfriend. I think I'm going to wife her up, Ma. You might meet her.
Okay,
and
Imani,
she got a shortcut.
Imani, if she dark-skinned...
She's light-skinned.
Okay, because I was about to say...
She looks like Gina.
Gina from Martin,
but like better. She looks better.
With a big head like that?
No,
with
not a big head.
Face?
Pretty smile, everything. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's talk about you. Okay.
All right. Cool.
Okay. So.
So first thing you need to know, I'm bisexual. I like men and women. Second thing you need to know, I'm a rapper, singer and a rapper. I do two things at once. I'm more so like a dual entity. So most of the times, a lot of things that I do comes in twos. It's not in ones. So yeah.
So like women and men.
Men and men. Yeah. Nails and toes.
I can't. Listen, we don't try to control this conversation.
I am going to control the conversation.
You are not going to control this conversation. No, you are not directing this. I am directing this.
What's your name again, sir?
His name is Adam.
Adam. I'm directing this.
No, you're not directing this. Okay, I'm getting pissed off. Listen, Imani, now you got me shook. Okay, so Imani is a... I was about to say Imani is a comedian. No, that's
I'm funny as hell.
She is funny as hell. She thinks you're not funnier than me.
No, I'm not. I'm not funnier than you.
But you are amazing.
I'm way more sarcastic, though.
This is what you're doing right now?
No, I'm not being sarcastic. I'm being honest. This is real.
Okay. So, what do you want the people to know about you and our relationship? And, like, let's
okay,
talk.
So let's talk music first. Okay. I have two projects out.
She's directing it.
As Told by Imani and Most Wanted. It's freaking fire.
As Told by Imani. Okay.
As Told by Imani. If you're familiar with the cartoon As Told by Ginger, it's heavily influenced, I guess, artwork-wise behind that. But it's just more so the R&B side of me. to the forefront. That's what Astor Barmani is.
You're singing.
Yeah, more so singing, more melodies, more harmonies, things like that.
Are you playing the piano? Piano?
No, I'm not playing the. I'm not playing any instruments on these two projects. These are all produced by other producers as well as myself because I'm the writer. But soon that will be happening. Me actually composing my own compositions.
When did you fall in love with music?
I would have to say first 3 years of my life.
3 years? How so? Mm-hmm. How did that happen?
Because I think it was solidified within the first 3 years after the, I remember being three and I just remember singing all the time. Mm-hmm. And then I remember being in the car and then my dad would be singing to me. The Keith Sweat songs, even though that's highly inappropriate.
It was.
Highly inappropriate.
Nobody, baby.
It was just because his tone was correct. He just felt like his tone was correct. But it was highly inappropriate. I do not suggest you to do it. No one.
Why? Because you fell in love with your father? Because you thought. Because you thought.
Do you see my new man now? Don't he look like Jess?
No, he feels like Jess. He don't look like him.
He don't fit. He ain't no Jess.
He feels like
him. Big money. Big money.
He has big money.
Big money.
So you're saying Just don't have no big money?
No, I'm not saying that.
Okay.
I'm just saying he's big money.
No, I'm saying his energy feels like Just.
Like very fatherly.
Like just very controlling.
No, he's not controlling.
I know. I saw you curse him out. I was like, what the hell?
I have not cursed him out.
You did. You was like, you do what I say is what it means. I saw you.
I did not curse him out. I don't use profanity with black men anymore.
Okay.
I don't curse them out. No. If anything, I block them.
Okay.
You know, you block for a moment because you need to get your thoughts together, but yeah.
No. So in the hotel. See, guys, now you guys are listening.
Oh, who I cursed out in the hotel?
The guy. You were like.
You don't know who I'm talking about. The man that was out there.
The dark-skinned man.
The tall, tall one.
The dark-skinned man with the nice eyes. He has nice eyes. His name is O something. His name is O. Starts with O. The guy you had sitting outside in the front. See, guys, this is not
him.
Okay,
and you when I was walking across the street putting the stuff in the thing.
Oh, that's a different man.
That man that you saw when you was putting your clothes inside the bin out there, and
is
I was talking to the
guy.
Is that
the same man that was sitting outside eating that day? You put a chair up in the front of the house.
Nah,
that's a different guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a friend. That was
I saw you tell him off at the video shoot though. You were telling him off. He was like, "You do something for me. Like you come to me first or something you said. Okay, anyway, guys, this is not how this is supposed to go.
Yeah, I curse a lot of people out.
So
you have to curse people out. Sometimes people don't respond to you just kind of saying, "Hey man, you know, let's do it this way." You know, sometimes you have to be like, "Yo, this is my money. And I want it my way now."
That's what was going on. So I thought you guys were dealing with each other. I wasn't sure. Okay, so that was just your friend. Okay, guys, that's just me being a mom trying to look and see because they don't want to tell me what's... With. Okay.
Money, baby.
Imani.
Bag talk.
You might stop cutting me off. Now. What the fuck are you doing? Stop cutting
running
me off.
This whole conversation.
You're not
this
running
this
conversation. This
is about to be the best interview
no,
you've
it's
ever
not.
Had.
We, Because we ain't talk about anything
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, because
you're trying not to talk about it. I'm chasing you around.
That's what I'm talking about.
No, I don't want to chase you around. Imani, you fell in love with music when you were two because your dad was singing to you. And right. Then you three. And then you started singing. Because our talent shows, you always like wrote in your notebooks. You always had this affinity for music.
I don't remember not wanting to do music. I don't remember ever not saying this is what I wanted to do. I don't remember ever changing my career or I don't remember ever doing that. Like right. Saying I want to be like
nothing else.
Anything else. I don't remember ever saying I
wanted
to do.
Well, you didn't because
else.
I talked you into college in journalism because I was like, this will help with your writing.
Yeah,
your
she forced me. And I mean, I wanted to go to school, but I wished it was something that, you know, I kind of.
But if you let me lead the conversation, then people would not be like, well, wait, she's three and now she's in college. Like, just let me lead it.
You're right.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. So you loved it forever. And then you went to school and you went to Buffalo State.
And I wanted to go to school for music. And what did you say, Anika?
I don't remember what I said.
I ain't paying for no goddamn music degree. That's
what she
took at you.
Oh, shit.
Why are you so dead? She's weak. She's with God.
Is that what
she
I
know
said?
I said it. You know you said
that,
it.
That was a young woman in me. I was 30. Like, I'm in 40, I'm 40
no
now.
Damn music degree.
Sorry. So you was like, damn, okay.
I had to figure it out.
But you still figured it out. You were still on the radio in Buffalo. You still did your
school
music.
Showed me
still-
that I was socially inclined. Like extremely socially inclined. I was able to talk to anyone.
Because you weren't.
I was on shows. I wasn't before. Mm-hmm. I was very shy.
She was an introvert.
An OD mm-hmm. introvert.
Mm-hmm. She would have we would have sleepovers and then Imani would not entertain her guests. She would just go watch TV by herself. And I would be like, you have to be friends with them. And then I would be friends with her friends and then she would get pissed off at me. Remember I took that girl.
Because you disloyal.
I am not disloyal.
She's disloyal. She took the girl to my tutoring now. I'm already going through my own stuff because I already feel like I'm not okay and great and stuff. She gonna take this girl to my tutoring and tell her she's doing better than me. So I stopped being her friend.
I wasn't talking about that. I was Period. Talking about Jessica when I bought her that shirt and you got pissed off.
Oh, I don't think I got pissed off with Jessica. I feel like her mom just died, so I think we was good.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was trying to... So what happened where you would like...
I have very few friends from before college. Very few.
Right, but well, is that because I moved you out of one school into another school? Because so Imani was going to school in East New York, and then we got her tested to in a gifted program at Lower Lab, which is on 93rd Street and Lexington Avenue. 96. So then now 96th Street, Lexington Avenue. So then she had to be like, she was in fourth grade when that happened, and then she went to another school, so she was in a whole other environment, and then she had to. How was that for you?
I just think I was just a kid. I was just like a different kid. Like I would just have to say it like that. Not everybody fits in. Not everybody's supposed to fit in, and I wanted to fit in really bad, but that just wasn't me. It just never was me. So then, when the older I got, I realized it's just kind of my personality and the air I have around me. So I kind of just fell into that, and she was like, "Man, you know what? She's kind of cool." This person's kind of cool. People actually gravitate towards her and it's genuine. You know, I could be this person.
Do you remember when you had the talent show, when you sang, "Let me be your angel" at the talent show?
Yeah, it was my first time ever being on stage.
Tell me how that felt.
It was cool. I remember watching the video afterwards. I don't remember like the feeling. I just remember probably being nervous. And I just remember watching the video afterwards.
Do you remember when they all stood up and was giving you like a standing ovation?
I don't remember. I remember the video.
You don't remember what happened? Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. She sang, "Let me be your angel." Do you remember us practicing it?
Yes, I do remember practicing it. No, actually I don't.
You don't remember us practicing it in the car?
So there's a lot of like...
stuff you don't remember now?
Like missing pieces a little bit, but it's not bad. It's a lot of things are coming back to me.
Really? So, we used to practice the song because you decided.
We definitely used to do that.
And so
I used to go through the whole Stacey Lattisaw album.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So she's a really good song.
My mom introduced me to a lot of my favorite R&B singers.
I think that's what moms do anyway, right? Mm-hmm. Moms push their love of things off on their children. Mm-hmm. And then they, right? Because the songs that you guys know, people like Teddy Pendergrass, Hal Mervin and the Blue Notes, how do you guys know that stuff? But my mom loved it and I loved it. And then I
generation
gave it to you guys. Yeah.
That's a blessing. I'm glad you passed on great music because it's dying.
It is dying.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you're going to bring it back with your new album.
I'm going to bring back that feel.
That feel.
That feel. That feel when you hear songs. Damn, man, I actually felt like that.
You are one of the most introspective, honest people that I have come across. Meaning like you really convey how you feel about certain things. And it seems like you really dig deep in order to...
communicate it.
Communicate that. How does that work out for you? How do you become that person? Because you weren't always that person.
I would just say one word, Brittany.
Brittany, you found somebody and then...
I found somebody to show me how to communicate. Like I had to learn how to not bite my tongue when things bothered me.
Especially having a mother that's so controlling as I am.
So it was like, I had to learn how to not bite my tongue. Even because I took as me telling the truth as disrespect.
Right.
And it's not. No. It's not being disrespectful to actually say what it is.
Mm-hmm.
If you tell somebody what it is, they have room to figure it out on their end. It's not solely on you. So I stopped taking responsibility for people's conversation and the direction and leading that. Mm-hmm. And realize that the only control I literally have is over myself, my own thoughts, my own mind.
Right.
So I kind of just try to figure out how do I express how I'm feeling so that I don't go another moment without expressing it, because I already know myself and I get aggravated quick. Mm-hmm. My tolerance for like things that just don't make any sense. Mm-hmm. I'll snap at you. Mm-hmm. And you can't, and I mean, in my line of work, snapping at people is not like a good trait.
Right.
So I have to learn how to like actually convey my message.
Because people love to peg you as difficult.
Yeah, but people love the love person. Like, you know, like people love the person that they like, oh my gosh, like, I love her. She's awesome. And then like, when you see somebody snap, it's like, oh, like you're fucking crazy. Like who is this person?
Because, because they have one side of you, but we're all multidimensional, right?
And then, exactly. But people, but that's emotion, you know. Right. When you snap, I feel like that's emotion. That's a gift that people aren't able to see or shouldn't be able to see. Mm-hmm. Or just all willy-nilly. So, you know, I've been kind of moving with a lot of logic lately and praying on logic and wisdom and you know, just listening to my elders and stuff.
What's one of your memories that's like most jovial that makes you feel good when you think about it? Is it being in the studio as a kid or? Not sure.
Because I feel like I was always there. Like this is the first time in my life I feel like I'm actually laughing.
Really?
Like really laughing. Like, you know, like, mm-hmm. like some, it's funny, like I'm really dying. Like it's hilarious. Like I'm gut laughing. Like mm-hmm. I feel like before I would laugh because everybody else is laughing or I would, have fun or, you know, kind of be around or be there. Like I might be having fun, mm-hmm. but in my head, I'm kind of like still like looking at everybody and thinking that everybody's looking at me. I was in a real bad space when it came to my,
insecurities.
My insecurities literally was on my whole body. It kind of, mm-hmm. Weighed on me.
Right.
So now
you're feeling joy.
Yeah, I literally feel happy. Like, I be happy most of the day. Like, if I do feel sad, I just hear Diddy saying to my voice, I was going to vibrate lower. But fuck that, I'm going to vibrate higher. You know, and it's like true. You know, you literally have control over your emotions and how you operate throughout the day. Mm. So I had to like, you know, change that. So I had my moments, but majority of the time, I'm happy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Smoke my little weed, be chilling, you know. I have anxiety too, so I know that. Mm-hmm. So that kind of like, you know, just anytime I have an anxious moment, I know that it's something else is coming. Something else is on the surface, something I'm not looking at. Mm-hmm. So I take my mind off that and just kind of push what I'm going to do. Oh, I need to make this. I need to do that. I need to do this. This is what I have to do for the music. So that's how I've just kind of been operating like that. And the more I start investing in myself, the more I start paying attention to myself, the more I start mastering myself, the more blessings start coming.
That's so dope.
I'm just kind of like, just here.
Nice. Okay, so let's talk about me now. Mm. What do you think about the comedy?
I think your comedy's cool. I haven't heard any new comedy recently. We kind of wasn't really on that type of term. And I just feel like I don't really want to know what she's talking about because I don't want to know if she's talking about me. Uh-huh. And I didn't want to act like I was trying to control your creativity because mm-hmm. you don't ask me to, you know what I'm saying?
Sing about certain things.
Yeah, I just felt like it was, you know.
Because we had went through something where I tell this squirter joke and I tell some other jokes and she was like in a space where she was figuring some stuff out. And she was like, I don't like that. I don't think you should be doing that. And I'm like, but it's a part of my creativity. And we were going back and forth with it. And I was like, I'm doing it. And it wasn't a slight at you, but it was more so me being true to me.
And your creativity. And I can't ask you to do nothing more than that.
Right.
You know,
and
because
that was
was being true to mine. Like, this is my thing. People, I don't even want nobody coming up to me asking me this.
Right.
You know, but I've gotten to a point of security in myself where I'm like, yeah, it's more she's a comedian. It's just funny as hell. Yeah, cool. But it's about the business. The family becomes a business now. It's like, oh, your mom just comedy. Oh, yeah, my sister sells glasses too. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many different angles to push it. And it's not about you. I had to stop. The more I stopped thinking about oh, it's me, me, me. This is how I'm feeling. This is da, 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 da. But like, how is this helping the atmosphere? What am I doing for the atmosphere? Right. What am I, me personally, what am I doing for the atmosphere? Right. Am I creating tension? Am I aggravated in the atmosphere? Am I adding energy to the atmosphere? What am I doing to the atmosphere that's causing it to be this way or that way? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like
how you've been moving. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, because you're in music, you feel, I don't want to say deeper than other people, but the wavelengths show, right? Because you are responsible for other people's energy. You can say something that makes them feel happy. You can have a up-tempo song and make them feel joy, or something deep down inside of you that'll depress people. So that is an energy. It's like a ministry in a way. I feel comedy is the same thing. You can change the energy in people, and you can, so being that that is the situation, oftentimes I find that creatives feel everything. It's like every moment you feeling, and you saying that, how do you deal with that?
And get to a point of, as I said, communicating it. Mm-hmm. And I had to learn that there's different types of love and ways to show love.
Mm-hmm.
And
how so?
Not everything is boyfriend, girlfriend, 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 or y'all together, or it's sexual, or it's not always that. Love is literally just that physical manifestation of saying, like, I just want to see you good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just want to see you straight. So I had to, like, kind of go in that mode where it was like the people around me, I couldn't love them the way I wanted to love them. I had to love them the way they was telling me to love them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to love me like this because my life is this. And I'm not going to stop my life because I love you.
Because
mm-hmm. love is an emotion. You know, right. it's not going to stop what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And when I had to realize that love is not supposed to stop what you're doing. It's not supposed to make you immobile.
Ooh,
it's supposed to make you still go.
So I was like, damn. That's Jules. Ooh. When you heard that, Adam?
Yeah, I'm taking notes.
Yeah, but like, you know, it's not something you could just, you know, you can't just, like, I loved her, but she had her own stuff. So I couldn't love her past her own stuff because it was her stuff.
Right.
So she had to do her stuff. And if I tried to push on her stuff, she would run away.
Right. Because for me, can I talk on that?
Mm.
For me, with that relationship, I think that that relationship has done tremendous for our relationship. Even though when you were in that relationship, I was panicked and pissed, and I just wanted to kill you. Mm. And because I guess what I did was I created you. I call myself creating this woman of who Imani was. And Imani needed to create who she was.
But you didn't understand the woman that you created.
I didn't.
No disrespect, you know, but you never created a woman before.
Right. I never created a woman
before.
You know
what I'm saying? I ain't going to say she's created a woman, but she built a couple bitches.
But that's because that's her intent. That's, right? Her intent, like some people come to relationships
to add.
Right. But some people come to relationships that they feel the people are broken because they feel that who they are is a fixer. I am a healer. I come in and I heal.
To be honest, she didn't know much about me up until we actually started like really rocking.
But I think that what happens oftentimes is people can see holes in you without you saying a word. Sometimes it's about if you say to someone, oh, you're beautiful, and they dart their eyes or whatever, you can see little inconsistencies in their armor.
I feel like I put on a persona with her.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that I was perceived as Big Dyke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just kind of was Monty. That dresses how she wants to dress when she wants to dress it, you mm-hmm. know, and talks to who she wants to talk to when she wants to talk to. There's no labels. I don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
But she kind of showed me that, not that there's labels, but you got to be able to label stuff. You got to be able to put a stamp on it. you know?
Because that's what worked for her.
That's what worked for her. Like, right. It was like, it was always like, it's this or that. There's no, it's, you have to have a solid, you have to be able to stand on something.
Right.
Like, so that's kind of how I like, what I learned from.
From the situation.
From rocking with her. Mm-hmm. And it kind of turned me around.
Yeah.
I'm way more considerate.
Well, you are way more adult-like. Like you've owned your own personality. It's not like you cower or you're a woman. Like you're your own woman. And
I ain't no punk.
And just
I'm not soft.
And just watching that was a lot. Remember, we were going through it.
It was a lot.
We were going through it. We were praying and fighting.
But think about the strain is being doing on a relationship too. You know,
right.
Like that was a lot. That was a lot to deal with on both parts because mm-hmm. it's a lot to hear. Like even though a lot of the things she was saying was truthful, it was really hard to hear
because
mm-hmm. it's like, bitch, like stop. Like mm-hmm. I can't take no more. But mm-hmm. it was like. If I couldn't take it, it wouldn't be in front of me.
But that's what relationships are supposed to do, right? So
challenge you.
Well, relationships are mirrors, mm-hmm. right? So what they do is they hold up a mirror to you, especially somebody that you love, mm-hmm. because that's where you're at your most vulnerable and then you want to please. So that's a mirror that's looking right at you and now you see the crevices, the beautiful parts of the mirror, but then you also see the cracks and mm-hmm. you also see the ugly parts and it kind of checks you and makes you have to deal with it. You have no choice.
Makes you ugly or makes you have to deal with it. And even in dealing with it, you become ugly sometimes.
But the thing is, there's no relationship that's higher than the other. Mm-hmm. All relationships supposed
that's
to do
friendships,
that.
Friendships, that's all right, relationships.
Supposed to do that, but if they
like,
don't.
I feel like in relationships, you're supposed to be taught something now. Before, I didn't know that. Like, and I say it to my friends all the time. I was like, no man's told me nothing aside from my father.
Mm-hmm.
And me and my uncle, but no man has told me anything.
Mm-hmm.
You
mean take the time to teach you or you won't? Because you have to be able to receive it.
No man has taught me anything except for my father and my uncle. I'll say uncles because I feel like Stephen might have taught me how to tie my shoe or something. You know, like I wouldn't even be able to say a man has taught me how to be sexual or sensual or taught me how to.
You say even the men that you've dealt
men
with,
men that
sexually.
I've dated. No, right. I've given my body to men and they haven't had to
give you anything back.
Seed me, like plant anything into me, put some water, grow some.
No.
No. I'm not really rocking with that. So I wasn't rocking with that.
So do you feel that women do that?
That's what that woman did.
That one woman.
That woman did that. And no. But I feel like every female after that, that's been the precedence.
Yeah.
They're always very, want to take care of me, baby me, all of that stuff.
Females
like that.
Add, right?
Females women add. What you do? What you need? Oh, I got this. All right, see you there. I'll pick you up. Okay, cool. This whole, my homegirl, Dreedre, she's like, girl, my homegirl's getting married. It's your birthday weekend, but we out to Vegas. Vegas! Because I ain't never been to Vegas before. Let's go to Vegas.
Yeah, there's a coronavirus going on.
Yeah, I get it. But you know, like.
You want one of those masks that I've been wearing?
Yeah, but I got one downstairs. But.
No, the shield.
Yeah, I got the shield downstairs from work. But that's what I'm talking about. You feel me? I'm going to stop saying her name. But Shorty, one time I bought some marijuana and I was trying to be like surprise her because she only smokes a certain type of marijuana.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, I got her an ounce. I was like, got you.
Is that a lot of money?
It was like $100.
Okay.
$100 or something.
I don't know.
You're just going to leave it alone. Don't ask no questions.
Okay. But
yeah.
You told me this information.
Yeah. Okay, an ounce. You know, if you don't know what an ounce is, you know, if your listeners don't know what an ounce is, you know, it's none of their business.
Okay.
But had an ounce and, you know, I thought it was some sour.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't sour.
What was it?
It was a
garbage.
No, it wasn't garbage. Probably some Platinum Kush or something like that. But it wasn't sour. Mm-hmm. It wasn't 06 sour, like how she likes sour. And she said, girl, this is not sour. I'm going to go get you some sour. Girl went and bought some more sour for me and her.
Mm-hmm.
Smoked it with me. Said, I'm not smoking that weed. You can have that, baby. Go ahead, do your thing. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, men, them niggas lied to me.
How so?
Them niggas was like, ooh, this shit's sour. This that dive, this that.
Oh, they
pack.
Gonna lie to you anyway.
You gonna smoke my shit? He smoked all my shit, and then went and got some sour. You understand what I'm saying?
It was like the same story.
It's the same story, but You went and went to go get your own sour and even smoke it with me. You know, like that is messed up. You know what I'm saying? At least I was able to keep my platinum cushion. She said, sell it. You know, do something with it.
You're saying it's like there's a reciprocity.
There's no takeaway.
There's a reciprocity.
There's no takeaway. If I feel like I'm giving something to a woman, I'm about to go buy Shorty some really nice flowers.
Be careful.
I'm going to buy Shorty some nice flowers.
Uh-huh.
Right? I told her to get her nails done. Because, I mean, shit, if I got my nails done, my feet done, but you're not going to be going around me with your nails not done.
What about your mother?
You want to get your nails done? I'll pay for your nails.
Thank you.
All right. But don't go to the black people. No disrespect. I love black people, but my pockets is not on their time.
No.
I could pay for Sammy.
No.
Sammy's 100. I could do 100. See? It's 100. Hundo.
Shout out to Polish by Felicia.
Shout out to Polish by Felicia. Black owned businesses. Sammy's black too. I'm just saying. Sammy is Asian African American.
Okay. I can't. Okay. So you're that. So, but then that does make you the big dyke, Imani, because you're paying for the nails.
I am big dyke, but I am also a woman.
But how are you big dyke if you have sex with men?
Who has sex?
Oh, you don't have sex?
No, I'm a virgin out here in these streets.
So you're not having sex with any of these people, women or men?
I haven't had sex in... women, yes. I haven't had sex in over a year.
Really? Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why you're so mean sometimes.
I'm not mean.
Oh, okay.
No, the fuck you're not.
I'm just saying, because sometimes you need like...
Nah, don't.
Sometimes that needs to happen. No.
But it's like,
it shakes up the energy sometimes.
Sex doesn't...
Sex doesn't do it?
Sex doesn't... It's like moves me, but it doesn't move me.
Right.
It doesn't move me. Like, it's like... It's like,
so it's about the connection, just having
it. It's because at the moment,
it was a good idea.
You caught me horny.
Right.
I'm horny as fuck right now. Right now, you catching me. Oh, God damn it. Okay, got me. All right. But it's not like, oh, I'm about to tear you down. That's not me no more. I'm sorry. I don't have the energy for that.
Okay.
That's a lot of messing with my pH balance.
It does mess up your pH balance.
I don't know who you're fucking with.
It does.
No disrespect. You know?
Shout out to Vagisil.
Yeah, like Modest I don't have time seven. To be going through that. Like I like
shut
my
up,
tight
Metro
vagina.
Gel.
I like my tight vagina.
But how do you know it's tight? If you're not having sex, would you do it?
Exactly.
You think it's just going to be tight just automatically?
I'm a whole virgin now.
You a whole virgin?
I'm not saying I'm not having sex. I'm not being penetrated.
Penetrated.
By penis.
Okay, that's
or,
good.
Or any flaccid thing.
Okay.
The most that's been in my vagina is a finger.
That's it?
Shout outs to these bitches. Why are you so dead? What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Stop laughing. Yo, she's good. Yo, what is wrong with you? Stop laughing.
What kind of shit? What kind of show is this? I don't even know. Wait, okay. Yeah, this is a good show. Okay, so cool, Imani. So what do you love about our relationship and what do you hate? These are serious questions now.
I love that it's constantly growing. I hate that it's constantly growing because, it's just, you know, because you expect to meet people at the same space, but we're moving, but we're not at the same time.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah, it's different.
You know, it's okay though, because it's like, You're becoming to a point of mastering yourself. And I'm at the beginning of learning to master myself.
Right.
So we are two different stages in life.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that if we continue to understand that,
right.
That, you know,
because that 20 years is a lot. That 20 years.
Communication and how we actually say, I want to relay this message this way so that she understands it this way, you know, and hopefully she understands my language, my love language. It's like, I'm a giver.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's it. I'm a gift-giving ass person. Excuse my language.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a gift-giving person. That's my thing. I like surprises. I like that. Like I'm that person who's like, oh, this is nice, you know.
Hey. I like service. So I like how I made you lunch and bring it to you and like serving. Like if I serve, it's good. But I like to get gifts. Like I don't love giving them.
I'm
shits.
A splurger. Like me, I'm a splurger.
I'm not no splurger.
I like to be
money.
Served, but I like to be because but the person I'm with, I want to show off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a show off.
As you should be.
Yeah.
Because you're so beautiful.
Thank you.
And
Mom.
Talented.
Thank you.
And exquisite.
Thank you, Mom.
Yeah, you multi. I gave you a lot. You should be so thankful.
I am.
Your smile, your style. Yeah, like
you did not give me my style.
I mean, not this new style with the sexiness.
Yeah.
But before, when you used to be dressing like if you was going to work,
big dyke.
It was not a big dyke. You were a college student, Imani. And that's how you supposed
anybody
to dress.
Anybody that was dating me when I was 200 pounds, dressing like a basketball coach, you're gay. And it never happened. I have selective memory.
So once you lost, because she lost a lot of weight, you got so into your health, so into your spirituality. This has only been like a year and a half, 2 years.
It's a whole different vibe.
It's a whole different
vibe. I don't ever want to be anybody else. I'm never getting on a Revel again. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's just,
I got on a Revel,
Brooklyn leg.
So she got on a Revel, one of these scooters that we have during the pandemic, and she bust herself up pretty badly.
But I'm healing.
And you're healing.
Beautifully.
You need to keep putting aloe on it. Are you putting aloe on it?
I didn't put any aloe. I've been putting cocoa butter.
But you need to put aloe too, Imani.
All right.
It's right there to plant.
But it's working. But you see it.
It is working. Healing. But you see how healing is a process, right? It's a process. And it's slow. But it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Like our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You saw those bars I just spit?
Mm-hmm.
That was dope.
Can I get dressed now?
So you any takeaways that you want to leave the people with, your social media handle?
Oh, yeah.
And give somebody, this is what I want you to talk about just for one more second. I want you to talk to the girl that has to deal with over-loving, over-supportive, over-controlling single mom. Give her some words of advice. To get her through it, because I know I was always overwhelmed as a single mom.
She's single, guys.
I said single a lot of times.
She's single.
Listen, bitch, let me tell you something.
Now you asked me.
Okay.
What do you give advice to a girl that has an overbearing single parent?
Mm-hmm.
You're single, guys.
So you're going to be the focus?
You're single. Like, it's the book. What are you going to do? Figure it out. You know, they're single. There's the reason.
Oh, so you're just giving them the reason.
Yeah, single. They're single. So,
okay, so.
You know, when you're not single, you're not worried about nobody but your person in your relationship, right?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
When you're single, it's just like, damn. You know, it sucked.
It sucked? It sucked growing up with me?
No, I didn't suck growing up with you. It sucked. You were single.
It sucked being
and it was
me
like
focusing
you were
single.
On you. Nah, it was like, you were single and still in love. You feel
right.
me? You weren't single and trying to be a hoe out here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So I ain't have any men.
You ain't have nobody. You was just born.
I was not born. I was making sure that my kids were educated. I took y'all to the Saturday school and took you to the museum and everything else that I could think about taking y'all to. I was just making sure that you were cultivated mm-hmm. and that you were exposed to things.
Amen.
That
she was born. You're still born. It wasn't a bad thing. It's just you was born. You know you was born. Who the hell want to sit in Saturday school?
Who want to sit in Saturday school?
You want to sit in Saturday school?
No, I don't want to sit.
You ever sat in Saturday school with Miss Pettit?
Yes, I sat there every Saturday with you waiting.
You did not sit with Miss Pettit. And you did not. You was not drinking the Dr. Peppers and the diet Dr.
So who took you to the...
I said you were there.
I was there.
You did not want to sit in the classes. You wasn't there. That's what I'm saying. As you were born, you thought that it was exciting. Barbara told you, oh my gosh, this is the place to go. And you was like, you know what?
I want my kids to
have experiences. I don't want them to be in the projects.
I didn't want y'all to be in the projects.
I don't want them to be in the projects. And I respect it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and then, you know, you did your job. Like, it's your turn. You know, when you get grandkids and you'll be able to be all nice and spoily and all that stuff, you know,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, you had your time. It's okay. Like, you know, you'll get some grandkids. You'll be able to redo it.
I don't want to do it. And I don't want any grandkids. So I'm good with that. You gonna have grandkids?
I don't know. Depending on how this big old burly man be looking at.
That me, man right there.
You ain't see his phone, so girl.
That I didn't see that man.
He big.
I didn't even look.
He big and buff, just strong.
He's not married?
No, he's not married.
That's nice. Is he older?
Yeah, he's older.
How old is he?
He's 38.
Oh,
he's a grown man.
See, that's the same thing, Imani, because I like younger dudes and you like older men. And so we can mess with the same dude. Like I but
no, wait,
I'm just saying, like 38 is. I date people that's 38. Okay, you need to just stay in the 20s.
No, I don't like 20.
But you shouldn't date anybody that's over 34 because if, and then I won't date anybody that's under 34 and then I'm 35 and then at least it won't be the same dude coming in here.
I don't date anyone my father's age.
Your father's 50 years old.
Exactly. So you don't date your father's age and you don't date your grandfather's age and you don't date your uncle's age. So I go in between around those numbers, but I never hit those numbers.
You don't, no, you should. You should do a hard stop.
55-year-old man.
You did date a 55. I'm not even 50.
I did because he was older than my dad. You understand what I'm saying? He has to be older or younger.
Okay,
or
I can't.
Older
you mean the same age?
Than my grandfather? No, what? It has to be younger or older. It can't be the age because then that's sick.
No, this whole shit you just said is sick. Listen, 34 should be your cut.
Why?
Because then it won't be the same. You know, demographic.
What's the demographic? My demographic is money.
But my demographic is 10 years lower, 10 years higher.
See, you worried about age. I'm worried about cash. What's going on here? Yeah, I'm worried about the bag. Like, he's splurging on my girlfriends and stuff. Yeah, I'm about to do that. Hey, what's up? What's up? I hear.
Okay, I can't. All right. This is... So, Imani.
We signing out. My name is Imani the Mogul.
No, Imani, you have to give your social media
Imani
handle.
The Mogul. M-A-N-I-T-H-E-M-O-G-U-L. Imani as in Imani. V-T-H-E. Mogul as in boss. Imani the Don. Imani the motherfucking boss.
Okay, so then now, Imani. And I know you have stuff on SoundCloud, so please let them know where you can get your
stuff. I have music everywhere. If you put my name anywhere, Siri, Shazam, Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music, iTunes, Google Play, YouTube, Tidal. I am literally everywhere you can find me. My music is everywhere right now. Everywhere.
Thank you so much for being with me tonight. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, mother.
And your energy. I love you. Thank you guys for tuning in. See you next time. Bye.